Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A combination of flowers and glimmering moonlight bring a remarkable look to the Beadenhorn Museum and Gardens. In studio for a preview of a Moonlight in the Gardens event coming up this Friday evening is Beadenhorn Executive Director Ralph Calhoun. Ralph, good to talk with you.
Good to be here. I love the way you describe it, the glimmering moonlight. It's really nice.
Well, Moonlight in the Garden, tell us some of the sights around the garden that we can expect to see coming up Friday.
Well, I think I always talk about the fact that most people come out to the Beadenhorn, they go through the garden during the daytime, and at night it's just a completely different place. So we've got flowers that are white that maybe don't show up as well during the day. And like I say, that glimmering moonlight's really good. They do. They glimmer in the moonlight.
And you say that also the shadows, I guess, that are created.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the looks there.
It's just a completely different feel. I think that the birds and things sort of come back to the garden at night, so you get some different sounds and just different sights. It's a completely different garden in the evening than it is during the day.
For someone coming to the garden for the moonlight event, does the look of the garden change during the course of the evening?
Oh yeah,
I mean, if you stay through.
And this time of year, the sun is up usually at the beginning of moonlight.
Right.
It starts at 7. And if you stay for a few hours, it does. You can kind of see the shadows lengthen and it gets darker. The garden is lit, so we end up with just a different feel through that.
Well, tours of the museum's home's first floor will be conducted. Tell us about some of the highlights.
Yeah, it's... to me, it's kind of an introductory tour. We don't go upstairs usually during moonlights. And on this particular time, we're doing the downstairs of the house. Highlights there. We've just done a little bit of work in the dining room. I think the dining room is a big highlight.
Uh-huh.
So we've got new curtains. We've actually had a roof leak, and it's amazing how roof leaks can make you redo whole rooms, but it's been redone and all the silver's been polished, so it's like new right now. And then I think people love the kitchen. It's really a 1940s kitchen. Most of the interior of the kitchen is black. The appliances are black. And I think people get a real kick out of that. So that may not be the room you think of as you go through a historic house, but it is a neat room.
And just touch upon some of the background of the house itself.
Okay, well, the Beadenhorn family, Joe Beadenhorn, was the first person to bottle Coca-Cola, okay. And he did that in Vicksburg, Mississippi, 1894. And they moved to Monroe. They bought the bottling, Ouachita Bottling here in Monroe, and actually moved 100 years ago this year. It was 1914 they moved to Monroe, and that's when that house was built. And it's the house that Emmy Lou Beadenhorn grew up in. After she had a singing career in Europe, she came back to America, back to Monroe, and started developing her garden at the time, it would have definitely been the yard of that house. It was a yard. They had pigs and chickens and all kinds of stuff back there.
Well, will the Bible Museum be open for visitors?
Actually,
as well?
It's not
okay.
on this particular night. We had it open for the last moonlight. So this one, we're featuring the house. And, of course, we have, after you take a tour of the house, you get out into the garden, we have Coke floats. So that's always a treat.
The much-desired refreshment.
Oh, yeah.
Will this be the last viewing for Moonlight this year?
We've got one more in October, and it will be it's kind of a more full-blown. We'll have the Coke Museum open for that, so it'll be both sides of our property. So this year that's what we've done. We featured the Bible Museum, we're doing the house, then we'll do the Coke Museum. So it's a good chance for folks to get in and do all those things.
I think it's neat the array of guests that attend a Moonlight event. I mean, you'll have some groups come through, but you also have some young couples come through. And
it's romantic, and it gets more romantic as the evening goes on. So, and I think that's perfect. To me, the nice thing about Moonlight is you can go out and have dinner somewhere, come to the garden, kind of stroll through, and it is. It's a nice romantic evening, a cap to a great date or something, a Coke float, and just walk around on the garden trails is really nice.
And now also coming up later this month, yoga in the garden.
Right.
Tell us about these sessions that are taking place.
We just think it's a perfect combination. Again, the garden is a beautiful place. This is, instead of being in the evening, this is the early morning. This is, the next one is August the 16th, which is a Saturday at 7 o'clock. It's a time for folks to come out. If you've got another yoga class later in the morning, you can kind of get stretched out and worked out for that. And then we also see it as being perfect for people who are going to go run that morning, come out, yoga in the garden, and then go hit the levee and get your morning run in.
Now, how is that being addressed, Ralph, as far as is pre-registration recommended?
No. Just show up.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The deal on that is come in your workout clothes, your yoga clothes, and bring a yoga mat. You know, we're not supplying those. And there's places on the lawn that people will be, and then also on the terrace. If you don't want to be out on the grass, you could be there on the bricks too. But you'll definitely need a yoga mat for that.
Yeah. Some other events coming up in August as we get ready to head back into the fall.
Well, we got one in early September that we're pretty excited about. Bonnellyn Boyd Nelson is a local lady who has a singing career. She's coming back home. She was going to do one concert for us on Tuesday, September the 9th. And we've already sold that one out with very little publicity at all. So we've added Monday the 8th, and those will be at 7 o'clock. And, you know, if you want more information, go to our website, which is bmuseum.org.
Of course, the Moonlight in the Garden event gets underway coming up this Friday at the Beanhard Museum and Gardens. Ralph, for those who may be new to the area, guests coming in, going to be visiting the Monroe, West Monroe area, where is the museum located?
The easiest way to get there, we're at the corner of Riverside and Forsyth.
And a phone number to find out more information on any of these events?
387-5281.
Looking forward to Moonlight in the Gardens and other events coming up at Beadenhorn Museum and Gardens, where Ralph Calhoun serves as Executive Director. Ralph, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts anytime by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.